Dearest Mother, thank you for your kind letter. I am big-bellied, and my confinement cannot be far off. The lying-in room is the same one my husband was born in 30 years ago. I have done as you said. The bed is well plumped, with heavy curtains all round, and the warming pan is here. The linen press is outside the door, ready for clean sheets. I have a beautiful red and gold cradle for the little stranger. I am praying for a fine, live baby with all limbs and senses, and have engaged a man midwife to be on hand in case of any trouble with the birth. My friends will be here during the pangs of childbearing, and I will remain in bed for 2 weeks after. Oh, I shall go mad, I'm sure, tucked into bed day and night. But we'll scatter flower petals on the carpet and keep spirits up. My husband and I both pray for the safe arrival of your grandchild. Oh, there are 1,001 things to be done.